Inexperienced Shopper. Written by Aria Larendiere and read by Litra. A supernatural Gabriel Sam fic. Rated mature. With additional tags for Sex Shop AU. Gabriel owns a sex shop. Sam is an inexperienced shopper. And so Gabriel helps him out. Summary. Sam's first trip into a sex shop, and he stumbles across the owner, Gabriel. Gabriel can spot a newbie a mile away, but this one might be special. Sam took a deep breath and stared at the door in front of him. He wasn't weird. He wasn't a freak. And damn it, if he wanted to buy a dildo at the ripe old age of 18, he could. No one was going to stop him. He pushed the door open and nearly jumped at the sound of a moan that echoed around the shop. What the fuck had that been? Yeah, don't worry about that. It's just the chime. I rigged it so it makes that sound instead of a bell. Pretty slick, huh? Always startles the shit out of the newbies, though. Sam looked around for the voice and finally spied someone straddling a small stool in front of the counter, sucking on a... Was that a penis lollipop? He flushed. Fuck. How was he going to buy a dildo if he was blushing at the sight of a lollipop? Let me guess. Newbie? Gay? Maybe bi? Looking for something that won't get you any diseases, but will let you get thoroughly fucked up the ass. And something that a little virgin like you can handle. Sam stared as the... Was he a worker of the shop, even? Gave another hard suck on the lollipop, before a pink tongue danced out to lick his lips. He shifted, glad that his jeans were loose and the guy couldn't see how he was half hard. His cheeks felt cherry red, and he stared down at the ground. Not a virgin. Well, you're a gay virgin, because I have a hard time believing you've either stuck your dick up another dude's ass or had the same done to you when you're blushing at the sight of a penis lollipop. Or you're trying out the bi thing. Which is it? Sam swallowed. Bi thing. Right. So what, drunken fumbling clued you in that you might want to take it up the ass? Gabriel leaned back against the counter again and gave the lollipop a slow lick. It was gratifying the way the kid's eyes couldn't leave his lips or his tongue. Apparently he fit the kid's type. Maybe, Sam croaked out. Forget half hard, he was more than halfway to fully hard, and he was going to embarrass himself. Okay then, how do you want to get started? Do you want to awkwardly browse on your own before leaving with nothing, or do you want some advice? Gabriel pushed himself off the counter and walked towards the kid, eyeing him up and down. Proportional. Yummy. Sam steeled his shoulders. He was going to walk out of here with something, even if he didn't know what that something was yet. Advice. Gabriel's eyes widened and then narrowed. Kid had balls and wasn't scared. Bonus. Big bonus. He licked his lips. Alrighty then. You fingered yourself before? If Sam had thought his blush was dying down, he was sadly mistaken. His cheeks flamed red again, and he swallowed hard. Yeah. How many have you worked your way up to? Do I have to talk about this? Sam mumbled as he walked behind the shop guy, taking a moment to admire the ass in those tight jeans. Fuck. He did not need to be thinking about how that ass could flex while the guy drove into him, nice and hard, that tongue dancing along his neck and collarbone. Kid! Sam snapped to attention, his eyes wide. Yeah? Not that I don't appreciate the not in the slightest bit subtle staring at my ass, but you came here because you're looking for something in your ass, not mine. Maybe it was the derisive tone the guy used. Maybe it was over a decade of growing up with a brother who would sound exactly like that when he was being a Class A jerk. Whatever it was, Sam's response left his mouth before he had a chance to think about it. What makes you think I was thinking about fucking you? The guy spun back towards him, and Sam damn near sank into the floor when golden eyes pinned him in place. The guy looked like he wanted to devour him, piece by piece. Ass staring usually equates to fucking. Not for me. Sam managed to stutter out as the guy walked closer to him, his hips swaying. Oh? Gabriel licked his lips. Then what were you thinking about, kiddo? How good your ass would feel under my hands as you slammed into me, nice and hard. Now that the words had started to leave his mouth, Sam couldn't stop them. How it would flex and shift, and how I could pull you closer, and... Fuck, kid! Gabriel breathed, glancing at the display for a moment. He grabbed one of the starter kits and pressed it into his chest. Here, this one. Sam swallowed, and brought his hand up to hold the box to his chest, still staring at the clerk, wondering what had possessed him to start spouting off his fantasy like that. Okay. A low whistle a moment later shook him out of his trance, and he hurried over to the register, his face flaming again. Gabriel glanced down at the credit card he was handed, and smirked. Samuel Winchester, huh? Well, he'd be getting a good Googling later. He rang Sam up for his purchase, and watched the kid shove the box into his laptop bag, and turn for the door. By the way, Gabriel. Sam froze, his hand on the bar to open the door. He looked over his shoulder. What? Gabriel. It's my name. Wanted to make sure you knew it, so that you could scream it while you're fucking yourself with that new dildo of yours. Sam's mouth dropped open. He stared as Gabriel took the penis lollipop again and slid all of it into his mouth. All of it. Until his lips were wrapped around the base and there was quite a bit in his mouth and... Better get out of here before you blow your wad in your pants, kid. See you soon? Sam. He managed to choke out. Never mind that Gabriel had been right. His dick was throbbing hard and painful, and he wanted so bad. Gabriel raised his eyebrows. Well, Sam, I'd say you're sporting a problem you need to take care of, and I've just sold you the toys to do that in real style. Sam nodded again and scrambled out of the shop. He barely made it back to his car before he was tearing his pants open and fisting his cock desperately, rocking into it. Imagining Gabriel on top of him before he was coming. Gabriel's name on his lips as his head fell back against the headrest. Sam panted and tried to catch his breath as he came down from the high of his orgasm. Fuck. He'd have to come back. And make sure that Gabriel didn't get the upper hand completely. He started the car and gave himself another minute before he pulled out of the parking lot. Gabriel watched the show through the window, and pressed his hands to the front of his jeans, licking his lips. Sam, huh? He'd better come back soon.